In world news this evening, Ukraine's parliament has voted to oust President Viktor Yanukovych and call for early elections after the leader said he would not step down and described events in Kyiv as a coup. Today's move came shortly after legislation also voted to release opposition leader and former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. Stephen Boss reports.
In a revolt that began in November, Ukrainian legislators voted to oust President Yanukovych and hold early presidential elections on May 25th. The vote came shortly after Yanukovych said in televised remarks that he would not resign nor leave the country. But it was more bad news for the embattled leader, who fled Kyiv and was believed to be in the eastern city of Kharkiv, near the Russian border. Legislators voted to free jailed opposition leader and former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, who was sentenced in 2011 to 7 years imprisonment on what critics viewed as trumped-up charges of abuse of power. Soon after, she was seen leaving prison. Her daughter, Yevgenia Tymoshenko, was overjoyed with the vote. She says she is very grateful to all who have been at Kyiv's independent square fighting for freedom, for Ukraine and for political prisoners, including her mother. Yevgenia Tymoshenko adds she is thankful to all the heroes of Ukraine, but that she is also hurting as the changes that are happening now had to be paid for with the blood of heroes. She says we are mourning them. Now and forever. The young woman explains that important changes are happening for the country and for the team that campaigned for her mother's freedom, adding that today is a big day, a victorious day. Parliamentarians also elected Tymoshenko ally Oleksandr Tushinov as the new parliamentary speaker after the previous one resigned. Outside parliament, protesters have walked unchallenged into presidential offices and residential compounds, expressing anger that Yanukovych used security forces, including snipers, to kill scores of often young protesters. Demonstrators had also expressed outrage that Yanukovych refused to sign an association agreement with the EU, opting instead for closer ties with Russia. Tensions are also running high between the pro-EU Western and more pro-Russian eastern parts of the country. Amid the turbulence, European officials have expressed concern that Russia may intervene in the conflict after Moscow reportedly refused to sign the EU-backed peace deal agreed Friday on early elections. Ukraine is at the center of what analysts view as a geopolitical battle between the West and its former Soviet master, Russia. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
In the midst of the developing situation in Kyiv, Ukrainian Catholic Eparch Bishop Boris Gudziak appealed to all Catholics to pray for Ukraine. Bishop Gudziak, who is the spiritual leader for Ukrainian Catholics in France and the Benelux countries, spoke with Vatican Radio just hours before presiding over the funeral of a 28-year-old man who was killed by a sniper in Kyiv earlier this week.